You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Marketing is about knowing your user and about understanding their journey as they move through your app. My guest, a growth marketer for a Mercedes-Benz flagship app, is also on the move and shares how he maps the customer journey to keep users coming back. All this and more in episode number 431. Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. I'm your host, as always, Peggy Ann Saltz, mobile analyst, tech consultant, senior Forbes writer, and founder of my own Mobile Groove. And of course, today, bringing you Reimagine Growth, a special mini-series on retention marketing brought to you by CleverTap, a leading customer retention platform powering more than 8,000 apps globally. Now, we know marketing is evolving. It's on the move. I'm going to take it literally today. We're going to talk about mapping that user journey, and we're going to talk with a company that is very much at the center of mobility, enabling mobility, but in a different way. So I won't cut to the chase right now. I'll just start by introducing our guest, Mile Grincharoff. He is growth manager at Mercedes-Benz.io. Great to have you, Mile. And as I said, we're going to talk about user journeys and how user requirements have evolved. They are on the move. But I talked about your app. It has evolved. Tell me a little bit about your app.
Awesome. Thank you, Peggy, for having me on the show. And I really like your intro about being on the move. Our app, the app that I'm working for right now within Mercedes-Benz.io is called Bertha. And it's basically a digital fueling platform that allows users to find the cheapest gas station near them. So we have a price comparison aspect of it. But since 2019, we've also developed a payment aspect part of our application where users can go to a gas station and pay for their fuel directly through the app without having to go inside. And this obviously plays on a factor of convenience as well. Mm-hmm. Our development or move has been from the fact that we started off just as a price comparison application, which is something that has a very strong foothold in the German market, price comparison. But adding in the additional mobile payments, that's been an interesting challenge to tackle.
And it is very interesting with that evolution, because I'm hearing so much around, you know, you have to have it all very seamless. You have to have your payment and your service, all of it in one place. That's really, really much more of a draw. What are you seeing since you've done that?
Right. So that was interesting for us because it led to us having two completely different sets of users that we wanted to merge into one. Obviously, mm-hmm. our base group of users that were using the application for price comparison. And then also, now that we have this new feature in place, we have on one spot a user who's just joining the application that can be directly led into that. We have our existing users that need to be educated about this new feature and then sort of convinced to jump on board. And we also want it to be as cohesive as possible. So it's been a lot of testing on figuring out what exactly is the trigger point that really pushes users over the edge to switch from using the price comparison aspect to also fueling at the gas station.
That's interesting. So there's a lot of cross-pollination going on here. You know, some people want price comparison, others want the more evolved services. So I'm imagining you have quite a number of user journeys to create, to map, to enable. How many approximately?
That's also an interesting question. And as I mentioned, it's quite a lot depending on the type of user we've gotten. So converting our existing users still to this day is a process and really trying to get them on board to mobile payments. But we also have journeys that are more about reassuring users about the safety and security of the application, since before they didn't really have to, you know, have any sort of payment method or anything like that. They didn't really have to make payments in the app, and you have to not only educate them how to do it, but make sure that they feel safe and secure to do it. Countries outside of Germany, you can use a credit card to just pay at the pump. But in Germany, that hasn't been possible until now. So we have journeys that are rotating all around of these, let's say, user behaviors and attitudes towards fueling.
And I'm doing some work looking at journeys, and they need to be different depending on the user segment and user group. They also need to be adapting to where we are. I'm just wondering if you can tell me a little bit more about how you make certain that the journeys are personalized and also literally offering and notifying the customer what they need to know at the right time, at the right moment.
This is something that we've had a lot of support with after we got CleverTap. So before we had CleverTap, we had a lot of data tools and data visualization. But really, when it comes to forming user journeys, it's been super helpful because, as I mentioned, it's a diverse group of users, and each one of them, to get them to use a certain feature in the application or to try something that is, you know, beneficial to your overall business goal, you have to do testing on every single one of them to see what is their personal pain point and what is that thing that will make them not only use your application and its features, but come back to the application afterwards. Especially for new incoming users that we acquire, CleverTap gave us flexibility not only to plan out a journey for them or map out a journey for them and then see if it's adequate, but see based on which source of acquisition they've come from. So is it social advertisements, is it elsewhere, how they are most likely to act or perform or use our application.
You know, that is where marketing is focused right now. We're trying to figure out, you know, if you came in through this channel or through this acquisition campaign, how do I need to interact with you? I won't ask you the real question, Nile, because, you know, that's your secret sauce. But I would love to hear if you have anything to share around which channels work best. Is there anything you can tell me about making the match between how a user comes in and how you interact with them?
Right. I think the main measurement, or what really can help you determine, is when you look at it after some time, and that would be looking at the retention of the users based on the channel which they came from. Obviously, CleverTap is a tool which can help you support that. But if you're noticing that some users are not really sticking, no matter your best efforts, or you've tried basically everything in your book and it's still not working out, it could correlate to that not being the right channel to acquire users for your certain application. So without really digging in on which one currently works best or which hasn't, that's definitely one of the things, again, that we see through our data and that we use CleverTap to help visualize for us.
So what does an engaged user look like to you?
An engaged user is an active user, and they want to perform actions in the app that align with our business goals and what we, you know, what's going to help our case as an application, as a product. But even more importantly, for myself, I think an engaged user is one that passionately gives feedback when needed, sends in requests for features and improvements that they see. And the value that that provides maybe can't be immediately measured, but in the long term, it's these engaged users that teach you the most about how to keep them happy, retained and active, and build a better environment for all incoming users as well.
And what is there in an engaged user? You know, one thing is how they're interacting with the app, but, you know, the nirvana is turning engaged users into fans, sort of making them the people who are going to spread the word for, you know, word of mouth at the end of the day. You have a valuable user. What is the end goal here?
What we eventually want is our users to become fans and advocates of the application. Word of mouth marketing, as hard as it is to measure sometimes, it's definitely the best way to get users to convert in your application. And what we're doing essentially is trying to provide the best experience. So as I mentioned, by getting user feedback in every single scenario that we can, but also reflecting that back onto the users and letting them know that a user requested feature was put in there. Or, I mean, even without saying it explicitly, they'll know because it addresses that issue that they've found or that they find in their process of going to the gas station, fueling, or it's perhaps it's payment or invoicing, et cetera, et cetera.
I just want to test this out on you, Mile, because you are very focused on the details. And I find it very exciting because you're going to get down to the heart of the matter. But more and more I'm hearing from marketers, they also figure out, you know, which ones not to acquire because they're just not going to be worth the effort or the spend or the battle to keep them loyal. And which ones to cut loose. You know, you don't want to re-engage everybody in your customer base because then you're going to spend all your money on re-engagement just as you did to acquire. Is there something you can offer around when to just stop?
But this is a very relevant question that you're asking. So it's quite valuable to see how users are adopting different behaviors. And in the aspect of trying to build a holistic picture around which are the users that you should continue pushing for and which ones, as you mentioned, you could kind of give up or push aside that can't really be re-engaged or you can't really get them to convert. It's for one, looking at the activity within the application, but also the behavioral patterns of these users. And by behavioral patterns, again, I'm going to bring it back to CleverTap because it's such an awesome tool, but basically they allow you to categorize your users based on the certain activity points that are relevant for your application. So for example, in our case, it could be how often they use our application, how often they fuel, and it helps you segment them into what they can categorize as these being your fans and your advocates or users that are simply too valuable to lose. And then also on the opposite side, users that are most likely in the sleeping phase and can't necessarily be engaged or don't want to be.
That is really helpful. And that's exactly what I was looking for, you know, some idea of how to navigate that. We started with movement. We started with how you're a company on the move, one to watch. Now we have to move to break, Mile. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence, sponsored by CleverTap, a leading engagement and retention platform, will be back after this message.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.fm and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.fm.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence on WMR.fm. Here is your host, Peggy Ann Sauls.
And we are back to Mobile Presence, Reimagine Growth, our special mini-series looking at retention, marketing, and marketers. My guest today, Mile Grincharoff. He is growth manager at Mercedes-Benz.io. Mercedes-Benz, of course, a great name, a great brand. And you are an accomplished marketer. You started out, however, with a very novel idea of paying for your tuition, which started you down the road to marketing. Take me on that journey with you, Mile.
Yeah, I always had some sort of interest in marketing, but a large portion of it was inspired by trying to understand the dollar sign behind marketing and how did it work. So this was back in 2018 when I was in college, and it was the hype of e-commerce and drop shipping, and set up a website and, you know, you could potentially make an earning for yourself. But really, after I set that up, I realized that my true interest lies in the thought process behind it and understanding users and journeys, and also in understanding the different marketing tools. So it was really a turnaround point for me, even though it started as something that I wanted to do to help support myself and my studies. And overall, here's also where I gained my interest in influencer marketing on social media, because it became inescapable. Every platform you would turn on, you could see it. So I took my interest even further in that direction as well, and exploring and reading and learning.
And are you an influencer in marketing? I don't know what you're doing on other social channels. I haven't checked, Milay, but could be surprised.
I would not say I'm an influencer in any way, but I do have a strong interest in that relationship and the return on investment that influencers can bring to any brand of any category.
Another thing you're looking at is behavior. And I just want to understand a little bit of where that fits in maybe your favorite campaign, an example of when, how, where you push the envelope, because I bet you the two are interconnected.
That's kind of true. And at the same time, I would say that my favorite campaigns that we've done have been very experimental ones. And in this case, the most recent one that we did was a test on TikTok. It's a very new platform. And in terms of advertisement in Germany, it's only available since mid of last year. So we kind of wanted to figure out whether the target group that we're aiming for can be found there, or if there's a different group that would also enjoy using our product. But what ended up happening is we learned a lot about the platform and advertising on it. And we discovered that it does represent a much more diverse group of people than maybe the media image of what TikTok is. So it's not just teens and tweens dancing on the app. It's for everybody.
Interesting. I didn't think about that. You know, I think about, for a lot of different brands, you think about consumer facing brands, but you're right. You are part of the consumer experience. How did that turn out?
It was interesting because from the creative aspect, we were told that it has to look like a TikTok video would, rather than an advertisement. Performance wise, without going to the details of the numbers, I can definitely say that TikTok is a platform I would recommend for a test for marketers, especially since at the current moment, the costs for almost any category in which you're marketing are not going to be so high, as it's only trying to position itself amongst the giants of Facebook and Google Ads, et cetera.
So we heard about what was a positive for you. I'll go to the opposite direction. What is or was your marketing nightmare?
My marketing nightmare. Going into any situation blind with no insights and data about the what and the when and the where, I like to do my research beforehand, or together with our team, we like to do our research before we dive into anything. So really, from one aspect, putting an effort into somewhere where you haven't done your homework, or on the other hand, it might also cost you if you just go into something, into a campaign, without being aware of it. So I guess that's kind of a nightmare scenario for me.
Mm-hmm. A segue to that, I'm just curious, you know, your favorite channel, not your acquisition channel, although I won't stop you if you want to talk about it, but more your communications channel. You know, you're about journeys, you're about mapping that. So you know when it's push, you know when it's email, you know when it's chat. What do you like working with the most, or where do you see the best results?
The best results is a combination of each, and trying to find the right time to do so. So a push notification when a user is at a certain point where it could be interesting for them to fuel, or perhaps they've done it some time ago and we kind of see a pattern of when they would do it next. But for in-app communication, for example, it's interesting whenever we're trying to introduce a new campaign or introduce a new feature, because it helps the users to have a very visual explanation and not just maybe a small update on the app store description about what's really been done for them to use to make their experience better.
Mm-hmm. Well, you talk about visuals, so I'll go there. If you had a billboard, which is very visual, and you could put on it a motto or something that would inspire marketers, would keep us going, would motivate us around how to address the chief challenges, the chief opportunities you see in the year ahead, what would it say?
Listen to your users, look at behavior, And it's probably a lot of copy for a billboard, but it would also say, join TikTok before it's too late.
Oh, now that is intriguing. I didn't expect that. But very good words to end on. Some great advice. Nice, short, succinct. Absolutely what our listeners love. And another thing they love, Mile, is they love to connect with the people who've been on the show, my guests. And that could be any social channel, maybe even TikTok. What's the best way to connect with you?
You can definitely check me out on LinkedIn.
It's been just delightful to have you here, Mile, seriously. And I've really enjoyed the very straightforward talk. And above all, I'm wondering now, you know, what you would look like on TikTok. Are you out there on that? should I be following you?
I'm definitely more of an observer on most platforms, but... Yeah, I'll let you know in the next time, maybe. Yeah.
You're on. I mean, I still have to get my head around it. I mean, I was, thanks to my nieces and nephews, I got my head around Snapchat, but we won't go there. And of course, Mile has shared his journey and to help marketers and organizations drive consumer connection and results for their business. CleverTap has curated the latest presentations from the CleverTap quarterly event for you on YouTube. That is the company's flagship event, and it offers insights around the state of the industry and CleverTap's latest platform innovations and best practices. Hear from customers, including Disney Hotstar, as they discuss trends, revealing how they use the CleverTap platform to score massive wins, and you can even get a sneak peek into CleverTap's new dynamic branding. So learn from the best. It's all over at CleverTap Quarterly Playlist on YouTube. If you want to keep up with me throughout the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or sponsor on Mobile Presence, then you can email me, Peggy. Peggy@mobilegroove.com is where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. And you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.